A very good afternoon, and welcome to Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasius. For the next hour, just after 5 o'clock, oh yes, I'm with you for the Eurovision Showcase, as we are every Sunday at 5 p.m. GMT. I've got some fantastic songs, some new music, some nostalgic music coming up for you within the next hour.
Hi, this is Tamara from Georgia.
Hi, this is Ojin from the Netherlands.
Hello, my name is Sergiu Bolota from Sibiu, Romania, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Baby,
The Lithuanian heartthrob that is Donny Montell, and that song is called Move Your Body, which is available on iTunes and Spotify and every other downloading podcast, and well, not podcast, but downloadable music place, you know what I mean. What a great tune that is. Perfect modern stuff coming from the heart of Lithuania. Yes, thank you very much, Donny Montell. Well, thank you for listening, and well, tuning in to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. We're not going just yet. We're not going till 6 p.m. Yes, you'll be happy to know. And if you want to get in contact with the show, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter and send us a tweet at ESC Showcase, or you can like our Facebook page and interact with us on there. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. See, it's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We try to make things a little bit easy here at The Eurovision Showcase, of course. Speaking of easy, we're going to head over to a country which I enjoy a lot, which is called Malta. And it's nice and easy to get to because you can get direct flights from Gatwick and Heathrow, you know, you see. That's what I meant. Yes. Right. So, the singer Destiny Chukiniera, she won the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015. Now, if you were living under a rock and you weren't paying attention to social media, you would know that the Junior Eurovision Song Contest has just happened. Yes, in Tbilisi, Georgia. And we played a recap of the songs last week. And we'll talk about the results next week. Once it's all digest, we've got all of the information, and hopefully it will all come out and be under the wash. So don't panic. But if you miss any of this show or any previous shows, remember you can listen back to our previous podcasts as well. From any podcast app, just search for the Eurovision Showcase. But anyway, Destiny Chukiniera, the Maltese second winner for them at the Eurovision Song Contest, Junior Edition. Destiny Chukiniera won with the song in Sofia, Bulgaria, Not My Soul. And it's probably one of the best Junior Eurovision winning songs of all time. I certainly agree. And the contest, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, has been in around since 2003. And the first time it was hosted was in Copenhagen in Denmark. So now let's hear the Maltese Junior Eurovision winner from 2015, Destiny Chukiniera, with Not My Soul.
Feel the fire! Never be alone. Any moment, dear old thing, I'm not trying to fit in. They say sugar and spice fix everything nice, but that don't count for me. Everything means nothing if you don't like what you got.
Take away the rhythm. They can take away.
That's the Russian Junior Eurovision entry from 2015. Mikhail Shmerov with Mecha, which means dream. Yes. So we're going to be playing a few Junior Eurovision songs in this week's show, as it was just earlier on this afternoon. Righty-ho. Now, let's move on to a beautiful song, and this is stunning. It's in Norwegian, and it is a cover of Norway's Eurovision entry in 1982, which was performed in Harrogate with the legendary Norwegian singer Jahn Teigen and his wife, Anita Skorlagan. And the song was called Adieu, which ended up coming 12th with 40 points. Well, the interesting thing, and the cover who I have next lined up, is a gentleman called Kurt Nilsson. Now, do you guys remember Pop Idol? Well, yes, I think we do. It was a bit while back, wasn't it? But remember Will Young and Michelle McManus won the UK version until it then got turned into to the X Factor, of course, here in the UK. So, in Norway, they had Idol, and Kurt Nilsson won Norwegian Idol. Then, randomly in 2003, 2004, there was a World Idol. And it was a little bit like the Eurovision Song Contest in a weird way. They went around all of the countries, including the US and Australia and all that. And they ended up giving points to one another. It was bizarre, especially when Will Young got like 12 points from somewhere. But it wasn't like 12 points. It was like 10 points. And there's a little bit of me got excited. But I just wanted Anton Deck to shout 12 points. Pour le Royaume-Uni, basically. But we didn't get that. But Kurt Nilsson won World Idol. He ended up beating Kelly Clarkson and Will Young at that time in that contest. And also, went on to be Australian Eurovision entrant in 2015 in the debut, Guy Sebastian. He was in the contest too. You can find out, see clips on YouTube. It's quite interesting. So, anyways, now let's hear Kurt Nilsson singing Norway's Eurovision entry in 1982, a beautiful song. It's called Adieu.
Si meg, hva betyr adjø? Er bare trist, noe som sårer deg. Tro meg, vi skal ta adjø. Ikke sånn som sist, da gikk fra deg. Jeg vil alltid huske deg som en venn. Om vi aldri mer ses igjen, vi har våre minner. De vil aldri dø. Nå er tiden inne til betyr adjø. Kan det ha verdi om alt er forbi? Tro meg, vi skal ta adjø, vise vår kjærlighet om vi skilles her. Jeg vil deg som en venn, om vi aldri mer ses igjen. Vi har våre minner, de vil aldri dø.
Switzerland.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And Apollo is our song. Listen it, enjoy it, please.
Like a bullet in my chest, you're written, bound, and etched forever in my mind. We are fading in our hands, lost somewhere in wasteland, not knowing up from down. But when the walls are caving and the world keeps turning, we got the love, we got to love. No, I will never let you go. All the walls will make me fold. It is never easy. I'll follow you up hello. No, I will never let you go. Sleeve, you do the same for me when autumn comes around. So when the walls are caving and the world keeps turning, we got the love, we got to love. No, I will never let you go. All the walls will make me fold. It is never easy. I'll follow.
Tell me where you were. you go. Give it time and we will grow. It is not supposed to be easy. No, I will never let you go. Give it time and we will grow. Ain't no funny reason.
Time Bell with Apollo here on the Eurovision Showcase, Switzerland 2017. It is now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that time of the show on the Eurovision Showcase where my husband Rob has two hats. We have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We glue both of them together and we play that song randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And now this week, Rob has picked the country of Georgia. Yeah. And randomly, he has picked 2010. And it's one of my favourite entries ever. Georgia competed at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. After a year's absence, the Georgian broadcaster, GPB, internally selected Sofio Nisharadze to sing the song for Georgia at the contest in May 2010 in Oslo, Norway. Nisharadze performed six songs on her own national final on the 27th of February, and the song Shine was chosen to be sung. After votes from the public televote and a professional jury. Very good stuff. Now, I must say, the points were as follows. In the second semi-final, lovely little Georgia came third with 106 points. Yeah, they did in the second semi-final. But in the final, sadly, they only came ninth with 136 points. They got 12 points from Armenia and Lithuania, got 10 points from Russia, 8 points from Azerbaijan and Estonia, 7 points from Belarus, Croatia and Ukraine. And then we go on, so on. Just to point out, Georgia in the grand final gave 8 points to the Azerbaijani song, Drip Drop, Drip Drop, yes. 2010, the song for Eva Rivas for Armenia with Apricot Stone. Yes, that was a song for Armenia 2010. Apricot Stone. Check it out. And then finally, they gave 12 points. Yes, the Belarusian entry in 2010, they gave 12 points to the song Butterflies. So let's hear the song that represented Georgia at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. This week's Rob's Random Request. It's from Sofo Nisaradze with Shine. This is a stunning ballad. Enjoy.
Who can ever tell the color of a soul? And the memories we keep from long ago. Do we ever really know each other's hands? You can go back to before, but tomorrow will bring even more. Like the tide's gonna turn, you will know. When it's cold, you're on your own, but you're never alone. In the sky, wipe the dust of your love, let it shine. So when nothing's ever really carved in stone, remember that.
Juliana Pasha there with It's All About You, Albania 2010. Coming 16th with 62 points. It deserves so much more than 16th. Such a good tune. And they had two American... Well, no, was it four? Five American backing singers. And I'll tell you what, those girls had a pair of lungs. Whoa, my God, it was amazing. And what a performance too. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Oh, good memories. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 26th of November. It has been reported on WeeWeeBlogs.com that Christer Björkman, the main man of Melodifestivalen and represented Sweden in 1992, has come to Cyprus as auditions for the national final of Cyprus for 2018's Eurovision Song Contest have begun. Now, Latvian singer in 2005, Valters Valbigers, needs to help raise funds to help his cancer treatment abroad. If you would like to find out more information on how you can help poor old Valters raise some money, then please head over to weeblogs.com where they've got a link to his page. All of us at Forest FM and myself, Kieran, the host here, would like to send our thoughts and prayers out to Valters at this time. 6 months are from the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Kiev. Francesco Gabani has been one busy monkey releasing and touring his latest album, Magalanno, over the summer. The Italian representative has now released Sudo Fiato Cuore, which means Sweet Breath Heart, a new album recording his live performances across Italy this past summer. There are big rumours that Jessica Andersson and Mariette will be performing in Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final next year. And be aware that the announcement for artists and songs for Melody Festival in 2018 will take place this coming Tuesday. There are hints on BBC Eurovision's Twitter page that there could be some changes to the voting at this year's UK National Final, so stay tuned for that. And if you want to keep up to date with what happened at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest not so long ago, then head over to junioreurovision.tv to find out all of the latest results from Tbilisi, Georgia. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Uri-Tussiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. East Dorset's favourite station.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Addicted to you.
That's Laura, Finland 2002, with Addicted to You, the club edit. Oh, yeah, what a great song. And, it's just good. There are no words, guys. There's no words when you get to music like that. Well, let's hear a little bit of a strange... Well, it's not a strange song, really, but quite random. Now, the Swiss national final in 2012 was pretty much star-studded, to be fair. We had some really random entries from international artists. We had Liz Assia come back and try her luck in the national final, which didn't work out too well. And Simplus came out of nowhere with a great song, I think, with Unbreakable, to win the national final, the Swiss national final in 2012, which nobody really saw coming. And I think it's a completely underrated song and should have qualified out of the I think it was the second semi-final of the Eurovision 2012 in Baku in Azerbaijan. To Baku in Azerbaijan. Linda Woodruff reference, just if anybody forgot that or missed that. So, who remembers Ultranate? Well, everybody remembers Free to Do What You Want to Do. Well, sorry for my singing, but everybody would know, remember that. I'm sure it's a 90s classic. Got to number one here in the UK. I'm sure it did. At least it's, you know, still popular on the radio these days. Well, Ultranate wanted to represent Switzerland that year with a song called My Love. It's a great tune, disco bomber. And I think this could have been in the top five in Baku if this actually got through. Because no doubt she would have put, you know, a lot of power and effort. The performance would have been amazing. And Switzerland would have been a very lucky country. Though I do like Simplus, just to say. So, now let's hear Ultranate here on the Eurovision Showcase and the song My Love from the Swiss National Final in 2012.
Where I'll be, that's where you'll find me. was lost for learning like a song without a key.
Remember when I was all alone without a soul to call my friend? Who'd have thought those days would ever end?
Those were the battle days. Before I had your love to guide me, saddle days. You set me free. From all those battle days, you put all the good inside of me. Those were the battle days. Before I had you there beside me, saddle days.
Just a place for one is home for two.
Remember why I'm gonna stay with you until the day I die. We can watch the good old days go by.
Those were the
Coco with the Bad Old Days, the UK Eurovision entry in 1978. Now, the sad thing about that song is that that was the most unsuccessful Eurovision song from the United Kingdom until 1987. Because Coco with the Bad Old Days only finished 11th with 61 points. But the UK never got that low before 1978. So it was quite telling and quite sad that that actually happened for the poor old Coco. But then Ricky with Only the Light came 13th in Brussels in 1987. Same year, Johnny Logan won with Hold Me Now. So, you know, that was sort of forgotten about that by then. But yeah, Ricky had the sad distinction of being the most unsuccessful UK Eurovision entry until... Well, Precious came 12th in 99, so then they took over the mantelpiece, which is quite sad. But then it came to Nikki French in 2000 with Don't Play That Song Again. Oh dear, never mind. And then Gemini came along and then took that away, and you can't get any worse than Gemini, can you, ladies and gentlemen? Oh no. Right, it's now time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking Junior Edition. Yes, we're going to play a song live from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this week, as only just happened a few hours ago. So, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2004 was the most successful for the United Kingdom, as we came second with this wonderful song. This is Corey Spedding, The Best Is Yet to Come, UK Junior Eurovision entry 2004 from Lillehammer, Norway.
As I sit here alone, been sleeping with the light on, and I think to myself, mankind has got it wrong. And I know in my mind if tomorrow never comes, we must all join hands as one. People say the time will come when there's peace throughout the world, and I hope and I pray no one spoils a better day. Make a stand, make it right, say the voices of our hearts, for the best is yet to come. The future's looking bright, hear it in the lyrics of the music that I write. We can build a street together, you know it's worth a fight. Let's stand as one throughout the world, and I know this time we'll get it right. We will all see the time when mankind has got a name. Seem like yesterday, but the future we build will see children laugh and play. So now the time has come. Join hands and unite, the future's looking bright. Hear it in the lyrics of the music that I write. We can build the streets.
Hi, I'm Neve Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Come, come, come and dance with me. Read between the lines and set me free. Imagine the beginning of the end, and we don't need to ever talk again. We don't need your way out. We don't need your way out. We don't need your way out. Words cut, but I don't care how much it hurts. Shades for the blind can hear your empty words. We're done in. Peace and let us heal. Did our best, but you say otherwise. We're building up for war in paradise. We don't need your way out. 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 Words cut, but I don't care how much it hurts. Shades for the blood.
Statements by Loreen, a Melody Festivalen, Anders Svansson entry in 2017. Didn't get past Anton Hackman, though, did it? No. That was a good song, too. Lots of good songs, Melody Festivalen. What's going to shock us this year? We will find out soon enough, I'm sure. Now, a final song is, I'm afraid it's one of my guilty favourites. And now, this song didn't do particularly well at the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest. It came 16th with 30 points. But I think the melody is really stunning. And I think German as a language singing it, you know, is quite simply underrated. And there was a lot of good songs sung in German at the Eurovision Song Contest, which sort of fell flat on its face, which is a real shame. Now, this song is from a group called Rainy Day, and the song is called Welche Farbe hat den Sonnenschein, which means in English, what colour is the sunshine? And I hope I pronounced that German correctly, not incorrectly. I'm always going to be doing it on purpose. Certainly, I do not do that. I try my best. So it's Welche Farbe hat den Sonnenschein? There we are. Okay, so here is Switzerland, 1984.
Schon als kleines Kind hab ich nachgedacht, wie man sowas malt, so ein Bild von der Welt. Und wer weiß, wie ein Maler das wohl macht. Farbenfroh und schön, voller Sonnenschein, sah ich jeden Tag. Aber dann in der Nacht, da fiel mir stets die gleiche Frage ein.
Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Welche Farbe hat die Welt? Ist sie blau wie das weite Meer, wie das hohe Himmelszelt?
Wie malt man den Schmerz? Welche Farbe hat Krieg? Und wie malt man den Hunger und die Not?
Welche Farbe hat der Sonnenschein? Welche Farbe hat die Welt? Ist sie blau wie das weite Meer?
Rainy day, Welche Farbe hat den Sonnenschein? What colour is the sunshine? Switzerland, 1984. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Aristatius, for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. I hope you can join me again next Sunday at 5 p.m, where we have plenty more Eurovision tunes from the past and present. Follow us on Twitter, if you like, at ESC Showcase, and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. You can find out all of our links to our podcasts that we've played over the months and years gone by. Take care of yourselves and have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Toodaloo!